Allison Curtis on Today FM.
I believe last night was a lot of fun.
Dude, it was a blast. My gosh.
Like Irish grads, come on.
They're the best. We always finish here and it's routing, yes, but also like it makes me extremely, a lot of times at the end of a tour, you are kind of, you're hoping it's done.
Yeah, well, because you're tired.
I think it's a lot of times you're tired, but also you get home and you miss home and there's like this fatigue of kind of like, damn, I kind of want to just lay in my own bed.
Yeah, the familiar.
Yeah. And ending with Ireland is just the best thing ever for me because it's like this, instead of like dreading the last few shows, you're excited because you know the crowd's going to be amazing. And you also, like for me at least, I drink once a year and it's always when I come to Ireland. And it's at the end of the show and I go find a local bar and it's
and
fun.
A spice bag, I believe.
Yes, yes. My wife is obsessed with spice bags. We've been blessed with amazing caterers and some Irish crew. And so I've had my fix of spice bag already.
I've lived here for 27 years.
Yeah.
Had my first spice bag
amazing.
Last year. Like, that's pathetic.
Where are you from?
Canada.
Oh, cool.
I see you're going to be in Toronto in July, which is nice.
I love Toronto.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Yeah.
So the name of the tour, you are finding your people on the road, and you have always found that. And, like, are you amazed at your crowd and how they're growing and becoming more involved in your life?
It's always amazing. I say this thing during the show, too, where I apologize for just staring into the abyss, I guess. Like, I love trying to be present. I think that this is a job that no matter how great you are, it can be up and down and fleeting. And I think on the off chance that this ever goes away, I want to really remember this.
Yeah.
And so as I play these arenas, there's 12,000 people, 17, sometimes 20,000 people in a room here to listen to music and enjoy themselves. And so I kind of start to stare at faces and like just try to see how much fun people are having. And, yeah, it always amazes me. I don't feel it's real. I feel like I'm playing someone else's show and they're someone else's audience and it makes me happy.
Like when I was reading your stats, like 7.7 billion combined artist, you know, downloads, a fever dream being insane, like these stats can't possibly compute in your head. Like they're just too big.
Well, I've never heard that. So that's awesome. It doesn't compute. I don't really look at it. I think the biggest thing for me is, I think that the numbers are all great, but it doesn't mean anything. And when we play these shows, it means a lot to me of just seeing, hearing the stories. And like, I think with these songs, especially growing up with me and music, I loved music, but also what I listened to inspired what I make.
Yeah.
And, that was a huge thing for me. And the fact that, you know, there's probably kids who are at the show who are listening to this and going, I want to do that. Like I used to go to concerts and immediately go home and sing on a piano because I truly thought that that was like what I wanted to do. And, it's cool that I think after a few of my shows, I bet there's some kids who go home and want to make music.
1,000,000%.
That's all I care about.
Not to make it kind of a downer, but you have talked about this a lot, but only a few weeks ago, I was thinking about like my 19, 20 year old self and kind of going, how did I survive? Because at that stage, my remaining parent had left and gone as well. And the fact that you talk so much about your parents is amazing. But sometimes I think about that, not the psychological side of stuff, but the actual physical, like what did I eat? I didn't know how to do my laundry before she died. I didn't know how to do any of that stuff. I know you reflect on that because you incorporated it in your music as well. But like it shaped you. It's absolutely shaped you.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, and I get the craziest questions in this job, and especially like, you know, I think because I'm so open with a lot of people, they'll ask me a lot of questions you don't typically ask people.
Yeah.
And I think it's really nice for me at least, because for a lot of my childhood, I tried so hard to push that off. I think when you lose people at a young age, you don't want to talk about it. You kind of want to move on and you think that you'll forget. And I think for me at least, the one thing that I noticed was I would forget the key things about my parents that I never wanted to forget. So I try to keep them alive. A lot of times I talk about them. I want my kids to know their grandparents. And I think that's an important thing for me.
I think so. And if you can do that, please do that. Because it's one of those things, like I named my daughter Joan after my mother.
Oh my God.
And I just, all the time, you're just clinging on to these memories and you don't want to forget because you want it to go to your child.
I love that. That's amazing.
But to you in particular as well. Yeah. It's exciting. Okay. Big question now before I let you go.
Hit me.
So, you were asked originally who you would like to work with.
Yes.
And you said Niall Horan.
I did.
And we've since asked him that question.
That was you.
He said no. He said no. Just kidding.
I saw the video. I saw the video. Yes, I saw
it. That was Today FM. Yeah.
I really like Alex Warren. He's good friends with Miles, actually. Him and Miles Smith have become good friends. I haven't met him yet. I've heard he's a very nice charming fella. What a voice. Unbelievable performance at the Brits the other night. Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
So now what's the next step? You both want to do it.
Ball's in Niall's court. I'm calling him out. Imagine. No, I love Niall. I've never met him. And I think with a lot of these type of things, it's vibe. And I would love to work with Niall. I'd love to work with Hozier. I think it's those two guys are kind of like my I need to one day. And I think I just need to meet them and hang out for a bit. And maybe they get me drunk.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. The one time a year, guys, you've got one day to do it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like these things happen and people do reach out to each other in your, even at your level of success.
Yeah.
So I feel it could, you know, I feel it's going
to
happen.
One day, I think I need to learn how to golf. I think I do. I truly, like, I've been trying so hard, and I think that that's like the catalyst
that's
of
your
it.
In.
I think we'll write a song in the golf course, maybe.
Well, listen, continued success.
Thank you.
Just incredible.
Fever I appreciate
Dream
you.
Has been in my head for 48 hours.
You like
straight,
it?
Which is really good because I like it.
Are you watching the show tonight?
Definitely.
Yeah, you should watch it. I would love that. Fever Dream is one of the last songs, and I think you'd really enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you, my gosh.
Thank you. Yay.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today.